When I first met Mr. Bowen, after 3 weeks, I said, I'm not able to understand this, Mr. Bowen. Your work confuses me, so I'm going home and not coming back. And he was always a man of few words, and he said to me, firm and straight, talk to my patients. And that's all he said. So at that time, there were 15 people in the waiting room. I had their cards in my hand, and I went to each one, and I said, how long have you been? What other treatment have you had? What success have you had? Etc., etc. And I was floored. They came from a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, 6 months ago, yes. 7 years ago. My question was always, where have you been since? Oh, I would never go anywhere else. Mr. Bowen helps me and I fell out of the truck, so here I am again. And this is what amazed me. That converted me from so skeptical to this man has got something. And I had worked in a lot of other clinics and I had never seen anything like this in my life.
Welcome to Bowenfest 23 podcast series. Join Vanessa King in conversation with Ozzie Wrench. A truly special interview.
I'm very pleased to welcome Ozzie and Elaine to Bowenfest 23 podcast series. With Tom Bowen as the father of Bowen therapy, many would see you as the messenger who brought Bowen to the world, Ozzie. With the establishment of the Bowen Therapy Academy of Australia and the work you and Elaine have done for the last 4 decades, we are absolutely thrilled to have you joining us today.
Thank you, and hello from Australia to your podcast. Lovely to talk with you, Vanessa, and thank you, Loretta.
It's wonderful. Thank you. For our interview today, we have asked a few Bowen therapists to submit questions. We pose the questions to them. If you could ask Ozzie one question, what would you ask? Carmen asks, what is your elevator pitch to explain what is Bowen therapy and what does it do?
Now, Bowen therapy is a remedial therapy which resets the body to heal itself. It's soft tissue, gentle and non-manipulative, like chiropractic or osteopathy is, because we simply give a message from where we make the move to the brain and the brain responds. You see, the body wants to heal itself. The body doesn't want to be unwell. It does all it can itself. So this is just giving the brain the message. We use that simple old adage, you put a hot spoon on the back of your hand, what does your brain say? Get rid of it as quickly as you can. And how does that message get from the back of your hand to the brain? Instantly. So it is with every Bowen move. Instantly, the whole body is addressed. In fact, it's just like saying to the body, the emergency is over.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Matt asks, many practitioners have stories of unexpected improvements in clients, such as after a few rounds of the shoulder protocol, the client's eyesight improves and they need to get new glasses. What are some of your unexpected results in clients over the years?
Many, many, many. People may not realise that the whole body responds when you use Bowen procedures. The body is simply rebalancing itself, resets itself, and it's oh so common that many conditions respond which have not been set out to treat. Matt asks, what are some of your unexpected results? Well, one, I think one of they're just forever. But one that always I remember was a lady with macromolecular degeneration in Austria. After 2 treatments, untreatable was completely resolved just with the Bowen procedures from SB2. So, yes, it's true. You do get many conditions that do respond, and it's amazing, and it's part of the thrill of the work. But the main thing is also you realise that the less is best. It's not a matter of addressing every procedure that he or she presents with. It's a matter of just getting the body on the way to reset to heal itself.
It's wonderful. Thank you. Kath asks, as Bowen therapists, we often swap treatments with other therapists to allow ourselves to receive and remember the benefits of Bowen. Did Tom Bowen ever receive a Bowen treatment?
Good question. It is a good idea for Bowen therapists to swap treatments for benefits and for remembering the moves and for correcting and helping each other. But in my time and not knowing every moment of his life, Mr. Bowen in my time never received treatments himself from me or anyone else. Yes, he did moves on himself. And this is the point, that we can all do moves on ourselves. You can do the respiratory system beautifully on yourself. You can do many, many procedures on yourself. But no, I'm not aware of him ever receiving treatment in my time or in our time with him.
That's fascinating. I'm not sure many of us knew that. So, you know, thanks for that. Actually, strangely enough, I just had a client in the clinic before. She's been about 3 or 4 times now. And when she phoned me, she said, do you do Tom Bowen's Botec Bowen? And that's all she said on the phone. And of course, I said yes. And that's how she's ended up coming in. But even just today, like literally less than an hour ago, she was, you know, saying that someone taught her how to do the respiratory move 5, you know, just for herself. And it's amazing. It's amazing, Ozzy and Elaine. That truly is amazing that people are such a community. She's going to Tasmania on Thursday. She's going to the Gold Coast. So I've let her know of someone in the Gold Coast that she can visit if she wants to have some Bowen. So I hope that people that are listening are just, you know, in awe of how far it has come. It's amazing.
Well, exactly. In so many countries. And what everyone should have is a Bowen Hands, which has the address phone number of all our instructors worldwide in 25 countries, over 130 accredited instructors. And this happens all the time, the interchange, and we're referring people all over the world to one another, and a lot of them finish up taking training.
That's right. It's just amazing, isn't it? We're so blessed. Thank you. Now, we have another question. John asks, as Botec therapists, we have extremely few contraindications to treatment and none relating to seriously sick people. Some members of other Bowen schools may advise it dangerous to use Bowen in treating such unwell people. Did Mr. Bowen ever say anything about this situation?
Yes, he did. Again, it's a good question.
I think it's one of people who are teaching the work or doing the work, not understanding it. Because it's clearly, clearly taught that we know when to start, we know when to stop, and we know how to treat that person or how to give information to that person after the treatment. So, you know, for anyone who's not sure about that, just go back to your instructor and say, exactly, what do I do here?
But to add to that question, though, Mr. Bowen said, if a serious injury or very unwell person presented, the first thing to do is seek medical advice. Now, your question from John says, other schools say maybe he should not be treated at all. Now, it's something that I haven't made a lot of, but we're letting more and more secrets out as we get older. Mr. Bowen said, actually, it doesn't matter what condition a person has, there is no way that you can harm them. There's no way that Bowen can hurt, but follow his advice. And our advice to instructors always was, seek medical attention first. If you've got a question about the condition they have, because, you know, we could develop this one quite a lot, but it's a very safe procedure to use.
But remember always, less is best. So if somebody comes in with multitude of conditions within the body, don't say, well, I'm going to do 4 or 6 procedures on him. Start off by doing moves 1 and 2. Mm. Maybe that's it. Mr. Bowen often did that. and then see how the body responds.
That's right, yeah. Thank you. It's something that's come up in a few of the other podcasts that I've raised with a few people, and I'd be interested to hear your thoughts as well as everyone listening. I just wonder whether people's health has become more complicated now than what it would have been perhaps in Tom Bowen's time, and whether this has made any difference to what you do. Less is best, of course, Elaine. Sometimes we see people that have so many health issues when they come in.
So what Mr. Bowen would do, somebody came in with a multitude of things. He would often say, and this is what confused Ozzy when we were first there, he'd do moves 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then take Ozzy out into another room and say, that's it, I'm not doing any more today. So that is the essence of Bowen. And so just those moves 1, 2, 3, and 4 would often take care of, resolve a multitude of things within the body. So less is best.
Yes. Over the years, we have got a lot of criticism from alternative Bowen people that just doing 1, 2, 3, and 4 or the basic moves is just not enough. It is just useless. I could give you emails galore that over the years that we have had from people said, I cannot believe it. Just like Elaine said, I just did basic BRM 1, 2, 3, and 4 and nothing else. And that person had an amazing response. Certainly there will be follow-up treatment needed. It doesn't mean that fixes everything, but it starts the body on the journey.
When we first started teaching Bowen, we had one particular student who attended the first day, and on that first day we would get through the basic work, no more than that, and then didn't come back for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. When he came back, he said, I am so busy. I have so many people coming to me. Well, but you only know the basics. That's all I need to know. They are just responding, because those basics are addressing, or is addressing, the whole body. So it's amazing. It's miraculous.
It is, Elaine.
It's a matter of energy and feel.
It is miraculous. It really is, especially the first moves. Incredible. Kim asks, what plans or strategies are in place to ensure that Bowtech continues to grow?
Well, Bowtech will, first of all, continue to grow if it's taught and used correctly. That's the simple gospel of Bowen. In each country affiliated to our academy, the local instructor training group is responsible for training people and responsible for growing it. We can't run it all over the world. We have given it to the world, and we are expecting our instructors in the training groups to train people as it was. The big problem when Bowen is not used correctly in other schools is when they break the rules and add other modalities, which does not work. As simple as that. You know, you would have fallen off your seat if you were watching Mr. Bowen work when somebody came in and they, second visit, on the table, please, and the nurse would put him on the table. He'd go up and he'd put his hands on their back and didn't even touch them. And he just said, you've been somewhere else and had other treatment, haven't you? And I said, yes. Well, it was still sore the next day, so I went and I had massage or chiropractic. He said to them, there's the door. Oh, I could not believe this, but boy, it taught me a lesson. And they said, and of course, when I first met Mr. Bowen after 3 weeks, I said, I'm not able to understand this, Mr. Bowen. Your work confuses me, so I'm going home and not coming back. And he was always a man of few words, and he said to me, firm and straight, talk to my patients. And that's all he said. So at that time, there were 15 people in the waiting room. I had their cards in my hand, and I went to each one, and I said, how long have you been? What other treatment have you had? What success have you had? Et cetera, et cetera. And I was floored. They came from a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, 6 months ago. 7 years ago, my question was always, where have you been since? Oh, I would never go anywhere else. Mr. Bowen helps me and I fell out of the truck, so here I am again. And this is what amazed me. That converted me from so sceptical to this man has got something. And I had worked in a lot of other clinics and I had never seen anything like this in my life. So I said, all right, I've got to do it. So that's what started me to convince me that this worked. So the point is, Bowen must be used alone for maximum success. Certainly if you massage somebody or do chiropractic, osteopathy, touch for health, kinesiology, acupuncture, anything you like to add, you're going to get some sort of results. But that person will probably come back again and again and again. But Bowen, people just don't understand the energy that you are applying to a body and triggering the body to respond, because you must remember the body wants to heal itself.
Homeostasis to the whole body. When you do Bowen, it's a homeostasis. It's a perfect balancer. So nobody can question that. Everybody feels well, that's all we want.
We want our instructor training groups to retain the pure original technique.
Oh, thank you. I'm not sure if Loretta let you know or if anyone let you know, but I've had my first training group starting this weekend as a trainee instructor. So, you know, there's a very special times for me. And, so I take all that on board. And I think I've got three, but I may actually have four people, which for a first class I'm more than happy with. The fourth person came late last week for a session, and I think I surprised myself by just throwing it out there, and the trust the technique, trust the Bowen, and everything will be fine. And he has a sore wrist from massage, and I recall you, Ozzie, I do remember you saying how you used to massage a lot, and I just remember you standing at the front of the room talking about that, and give it away, just stick with the Bowen. So, you know, these things come through, don't they?
When Ozzie first started to try and help me, because I was an absolute threatened to be a cripple, and so massage was what he thought he would learn to help me. And so obviously when we first started up the clinic, our first clinic here in Hamilton, he used to even then massage. But then the day came, he said, that's it, no more massage. It's just Bowen. Well, people were up in arms, jumped up and down and said, that's not what I came for. But so we'd work 2 days a week for a start. Then it became 3 days. Then it became 4 days. And then within months, we had a waiting list so long, it was longer than your arm, because Bowen had sold itself. We needed to do nothing but put it out there, and people said, you've got to go to see this man. It is amazing.
That's amazing. And, you know, thank you for that. It just shows where it can go, you know, and that's sort of, no, it's incredible. Thank you.
I must interrupt and say a very warm welcome to our family of trainers and training instruction. That's the thrill. I'm so pleased, Vanessa. We'll help you all we can.
Oh, thank you.
You'll do very well.
Right, we've got one more question. Here we go. Alice asks, what is your pearl of wisdom for any practitioner?
My pearl of wisdom really would be trust the technique. And then at the same time, you have to eliminate your own ego.
It's the biggest thing with people. They begin to think that they have done something. They put a badge on themselves and saying, aren't I great? And if that happens, if they have an ego, I've often said, I hope it doesn't work for you, because it's not you. It is the miracle of Mr. Bowen's work. So no ego is ever, ever attached to the Bowen therapy, as far as we are concerned. We'll walk away from them if they do that.
Thank you very much for your time. But before we go, is there one last thought you'd like to share with everyone?
Well, thank you very much. First of all, thank you so much for having us and for the work that you're doing in putting this podcast together. And that goes to both sides of the ditch. And We appreciate what the team does, the teams do in Australia and in New Zealand. And New Zealand, of course, has had a bit of a rough time with COVID and finance. I mean, the whole world has been going through that, that the people in every country, the instructors are saying, they're just not coming. They need their money for bread and butter. But it's starting to resurrect now. And the other thing that we haven't, I'm going to introduce something new, which you will have seen. It's not new. It's been here since 96, 98. The post-concussion protocol for footballers. Do you play football in New Zealand?
We watch. They do. Yeah, we're pretty big over here.
We watched that rugby last night, my gosh.
Because Craig Matamo, you would have, I hope you've both got Bowen Hands, the last one, and we've featured Craig Matamo, one of our practitioners now in Hawaii. And the post-concussion syndrome is really revolutionising how the success and the testimonials we have had from people using it and how it could get a player back on the field in a week, that's if it's just an active player. If it's concussion for many years, then that takes a longer treatment. But it is amazing. Mm-hmm. So look out for that in the future. And please, you Bowen practitioners out there, be honest. Stick to the original technique. Why? Because it works. There wouldn't be those numbers around the world, the teachers around the world. It's still always going into a new country. It's going into Russia. I got a letter yesterday to go to Kyrgyzstan. I said, where the heck's Kyrgyzstan? What is it?
Well, something like that.
Kyrgyzstan. I found out it's up the other side of Pakistan. And, I mean, how it spreads. People have heard of it there and they want to hear this. Of course, it's also going well in Hong Kong and in the other Asian countries and in, of course, many European countries. But the successful ones that keep at it are those that use it
alone and honour it.
From me,
I just want to say to the people who are watching this or listening to this that I am just thrilled beyond compare as to say thank you, thank you, thank you for learning this, for doing it, because we are helping people. Our only motivation ever was to help people. I knew what it did for myself, and I said, we can't keep that to ourselves. It must be spread. It's a little bit like the Bible. It's got to be spread. And so what I want to say to you guys, God bless you all, and I wish you every success with this amazing, amazing technique. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed the conversation. You've been listening to Bowen Fest 23 podcast series, proudly presented by Bowen Therapy New Zealand and the Bowen Association of Australia.